the check, check, check. What's up? This is the Vice City Mafia podcast. You already know how we coming. It's your boy Crosside here with Vice City Mafia, and I got my boy here, Major Minor.
Yeah.
Bill.
What's up with it?
Chilling, bro. Did you see what's up with that Diddy situation?
We got to get into it, bro. We got to get into it. You know what I mean? Because, like,
that's all I've been hearing about for, like, this whole week. Nothing else is going on. No one's talking about politics. Bro, they're talking about Diddy.
Everybody's talking about Diddy. And it's because it's just one thing after another, right? Because, like, bro, the crazy part about it, and I'm a little ashamed to say it, I was a Diddy fan, bro. You know what I mean? In terms of, like, black mogul, billionaire, music industry.
Yeah.
Did that shit, right?
Gangsta.
You know what I mean? I used to be like, oh, I want to be West Coast Diddy, right?
Yeah.
I can't say that no more. You know? And the thing is, okay, check it out. Cassie, right?
Yeah,
Cassie
came up.
I was like, all right, maybe Cassie wants money. And then you're like, okay, like whatever, got through that one, right? Then you start hearing some of the shit in the Cassie case, you're like, damn, that's sick. Like, that's disgusting if that's real, right? But then I still blew it off. Then I was like, then the dude started coming after him, right? And then you're like, oh wait, Diddy's gay? You know what I mean? And then, so you're like, and he's coercing men? Meek Mill, he's coercing?
Usher? Yeah, for sure. They dropped the audio of that shit. I don't know if it's real, but they dropped an audio of him, him and Meek Mill having sex. They dropped an audio.
But how do you know that's him?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you don't know if it's real. And then there's also AI, man. Like, AI could just fake that shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
They put Bobby's face on a girl fucking... And everyone thought it was Bobby for like a week.
Look, all right. So then you hear about that, right? And then it's like, bro, okay, somebody's gay. All right, man. You know what I mean? Everybody's entitled to their own thing. But then... Now it's child trafficking? You know what I mean? It's like, look, bro... I'm not saying that all of it's true, but some of that shit got to be true.
Yeah. Dog, it goes, like, when there's so many things coming at you, right? Like, something has to be true.
I know.
Like, you know what I'm saying? There's no way all these different rumors are coming about for no reason. You know what I'm saying? But they have, there's a conspiracy theory going around on Twitter saying that he's suing Ciroc, so Ciroc is doing this to him. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So they're saying that Ciroc is like retaliating, and
I mean,
but Ciroc, it has to be true, right? For Ciroc to do it.
But how is Ciroc? But okay, so look,
Ciroc's like this giving them the intel.
But
giving
this, this is
intel.
A big thing, right? This has been the history of all people in power use blackmail as a means of manipulation.
Yeah.
Always. It's always happened like that,
yeah,
right?
For sure.
From Eisenhower to, like, they tried to get Martin Luther King, bro, right? Check this out. Martin Luther King was going and doing the civil rights movement, right?
Yeah.
And he was out here, you know, bringing black and white people together. He, you know, was a man of faith, right? A reverend. And, but he loved the bitches, right? So, whoever was president at the time went and sent these pictures to MLK's wife about him cheating on her. And he's like, we're gonna expose him, like leave him. And she held it down, she said, I don't give a fuck. Like, what he's doing is greater than any infidelity. That's a down-ass woman. Let me even not disrespect her.
But, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like they tried to blackmail him in the height of what he was doing. And the only way, to Andrew Tate, right? First, they try to silence you,
yeah.
Right? Then they try to say you did some horrible shit. Then they kill you. That is the holy triumvirate.
Yeah.
In the ways of blackmail, right now I'm not saying that this is what happened in Diddy because
nah
because
for sure he did something, but dog to think I don't know, dude. I don't think he's sex trafficking. I just don't believe that part. Like there's so many other ways for that man to make money.
No, but it's because you have to hear what they're calling sex trafficking though, right? Because apparently Justin and his other sons, like, they would, okay, they would go get like strippers, women from like the clubs and stuff like that, and bring them to these parties. So if you bring women across state lines, you can get calls for
shopping. God, that's so gay, dude.
That's I mean, I don't know if those are the charges specifically. Let's look it up.
Yeah, but
go ahead.
But that's so stupid for that for yo. Do you know, dog? There was a time where pimps, you know, it's, I get why they're doing it, to crack down on the pimps, because pimps were able to just be, to just get charged for soliciting a prostitute, right? But to, if you're paying a bitch to come to you so you could have sex with her,
that's not drug trafficking.
Is that sex
but
trafficking?
That's, but that's what they're all getting right at.
I guess it could be sex trafficking, but nah, dude, you can't, like, I think that should be soliciting a prostitute. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean,
soliciting a prostitute over state lines. All right, you know, you can give them a bigger charge, but that's why they got to make prostitution legal. It's the oldest profession. There's no reason for it to be illegal.
The real question, is, why now? Why bring up the allegations now? Like, what else is going on in the world?
You know why, bro? Because he became a billionaire, bro. But and they don't like that shit.
But I'm saying, like, what else in the world can we be concerned about besides this man's private sex life, bro? You know what I mean? Like, really? Like, why are we all so consumed with
it? Yeah, dude. Yeah, it's because, yo, you know what the government
like likes to NBC do? Has a timeline of this nigga's indiscretions, bro. This is crazy.
Bruh. They like to, well, also, the media likes to take your attention away from certain things going on.
That's what I'm saying. What else is going on?
You know what I'm saying? I know we got that war, but...
Like, oh, know. Okay, let me read to you these things, right? This is the timeline. On NBC, bro. November 2023, Cassie and two others file a suit, right? Saying that he sexually and physically abused her during the course of their relationship, right? Then, December...
Right after he became a billionaire. Then, oh, I was sexually abused. Then, he needs that check now.
Then December 2023, Jane Doe says she was gang raped at 17, right? Yeah. February 2024, Rodney Jones accuses Combs of RICO Enterprise, right? So they're trying to get him on a sexual RICO. I didn't even know that was a thing. Like that he's RICO? He's running a criminal enterprise, right? Because you know about the RICO charges, right? Yeah. So it's made to get, because there's that story of Diddy being at the studio, and this dude, Rodney Jones, he's a producer, right? He was supposed to work with Diddy on music. Diddy moved him in, right? Which is normal. I used to have a producer nigga that I worked with. I moved him into my crib to work, right? Now, we weren't having lavish sex parties or anything, you know what I mean? But, like, that's normal in the music industry, right? Like, yo, we gonna just vibe out, whoop-de-whoop, right? But he alleges that Diddy, like, made him do sexual favors, and that there was an instance where Diddy was outside with his son, and this dude, Rodney, was in the other room, and he heard pop, 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 walks out. There's a dude dead over there in the studio. Diddy instructs everybody to shut the fuck up. They bring the dude outside the studio. Diddy tells everybody they didn't see shit. And the police come, clean it up, and say that it wasn't, you know, Diddy didn't have anything to do with it, right? So there's that. Then March 2024, Combs' home searched by federal agents. Now they're trying to prove this RICO charge, bro. This is wild.
They're trying to prove that he killed him?
They're trying to prove that he's running a criminal enterprise.
Oh, for sure. If you asked me, is Diddy running a criminal enterprise? I'd be like, yeah, no doubt, man.
But it's,
you
like,
know how much shit he got away with? But they blame him for killing Tupac, bro. But
this is the thing, right? It's like, you don't amass that much money in the entertainment industry without being a little gangster, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, bro, hip hop is a gangster paradise, right? It is run by gangsters. That's why Suge was so great at it. Baby, right, from Cash Money, he is a gangster, bro. You think Diddy got that big in hip-hop by being some pussy pushover? Regardless of who he's fucking, right? Like this dude, like, you know, was a gangster. And then when you have that much access to money, bro, like you know.
Yeah, you can make shit disappear.
You can make shit just happen, bro. You know what I mean? And it's not like Diddy's from some suburban area. Diddy came from a rough upbringing. You know what I mean? He just got out soon. You know what I mean? So people forget that. But I say all that to say, bro, like, just another successful black man falling, man.
Yeah. They all...
Like Dave Chappelle.
Yeah. Right? Dave Chappelle.
They called him a crackhead.
Yeah.
Eddie Murphy got caught with that trans woman back in the day, right?
Yeah.
It's just like once you start.
Eddie Murphy got caught with a trans woman?
What? Damn, yeah, bro. Dude. This was like in the 90s.
Yeah, that's the worst time. Now he'll probably slide through.
He'll be celebrating, bro. They'll be like, what an open minded man.
Probably sell 20 times more tickets.
Yeah, of course, bro. People would be coming to all his movies, right? Whatchamacallit? Magic Johnson. Well, he just got richer. But I mean, all of them. Bro.
I think it's when these niggas become billionaires, dude. That $1 billion, like who else was it?
Russell Simmons.
Kanye. Oh. It just happened to Kanye. They called him crazy. Nigga lost his billion.
Yeah.
But right when the nigga becomes a billionaire, when you become a billionaire,
so what?
Forbes puts it out. And now everyone, all eyes on you. Everyone you did dirty in the past is now thinking, I could sue this homie. I could sue homie and I could get up.
Yeah,
what's a million to him?
But he has
a billion.
I think it's deeper than just the money, bro. I think it's the amount of control that you end up having when you have that money, right?
Yeah, a billion's a lot.
But like, why?
And I think that's why they're really attacking.
But how come
Diddy?
This doesn't happen to white billionaires? Why, you know?
Yeah, it don't happen to Elon, but...
Elon, Bill Gates?
I think... That's a good question. I think the hip-hop... When a hip-hop artist becomes a billionaire... Did Jay-Z become a billionaire?
Yeah, but he ain't got no scandal.
Yeah. He became a billionaire and he got the... And he also is married to Beyonce, so he's been
so
pretty
what?
Lucky on the sex
That's what I'm saying, bro, like... Part of me wants to be like, they're taking down our idols, right? But part of me has to say, like, he did some of that shit.
Yeah. And you gotta, yo, sometimes people, niggas don't know, bro. You can't have fantasies, fam. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta
take your fantasies out of it.
This is what I think.
If you're gonna go to a hotel with 50 bitches and have sex with all 50, something's gonna happen to you, man. Like, you're not getting away with that shit.
I think this is the thing. I think there was a point of time where you could, right? If you had enough bread, right? There was this documentary I watched a long time ago, bro. It was on Netflix, and it was called, I think, like 23 or something. But it was about this woman that wanted to be a movie star, like in the 20s. And all the producers just like gang raped her, like viciously. All the producers and directors, right? And like nothing happened for hella years because that's just how shit went down.
Oh, that Nickelodeon documentary too with Drake Bell.
Bro, I didn't even see that. I literally.
Yeah, you literally, dude. Yeah, sad, dude.
I know.
He was like 14.
Yeah.
And you know the age of consent in California is 14 though.
No, but you have to have parent. No.
Yeah,
it's
you
not.
Have to have a parent.
No, I don't think it's 14, bro.
I looked it up while I was watching the show.
Really?
Yeah, it's 14. They're wild over
sick.
There. They're wild
bro,
over there.
That's like, they're...
But, I mean, at least it's... Bro, other countries are worse, though. Like, in Cuba, 10 years old, dog.
Oh, yeah.
Ready, you know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
I mean, bro, Mexico is a big thing, right? Like, my BMs... Well, I shouldn't even put her fucking family's business out there. But I just know that it's okay in some cultures, right?
Yeah.
And you know... Ultimately, the age of consent has to be above 18, bro.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I think it should be above 18.
You don't really know anything. Even 18-year-old, like, now that I'm grown and I talk to an 18-year-old, I'm like, you don't know anything.
I don't think, yo, you don't really, for the men out there, you don't really start knowing shit and getting into the rhythm of being a man and manlyhood and living on your own until you hit 25.
Yeah.
25 is when shit starts Like, yeah, you start
sinking in, right, for real, you know what I mean? And until then, like, you're easily influenced, you know what I mean? That's the reason why, like, in terms of suicide bombing, they get little kids, bro. You can talk little kids into believing into Santa Claus, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And there's a purity about a child's mind, right, that is not ready for the ramifications of a sexual relationship, bro. It's just what it is, you know what I mean? So it's like, that shouldn't be manipulated and played with, bro.
But, and that's what they're doing with those kids on Nickelodeon, dude. Like, a lot of them, but no one calls out Dan Schneider as the director for Zoe 101,
right?
Drake and Josh,
right,
iCarly, all those big shows. And no one calls out Dan Schneider exactly. They just call him weird for doing everything he did, but, and that there was a lot of pedophiles around him. So the niggas around him were fucking that,
if you, and guilty by association.
I think what it is is that these pedos, right? Because the internet wasn't that big back then. So these pedos were cutting a check to Dan Schneider. Hey, yo, make the kids go in a thing of worms. Hey, make the, yo, put the kid full of peanut butter and let the dogs lick the black kid. Like, that's what they did to the black actor on All That. The only black male actor.
Keenan?
They covered him in peanut butter and all the dogs are licking the peanut butter off. And now you look at it and you're like, yo, that's weird. But, like, I don't think so much it was.
What?
Yeah, dude. That was on the
bro.
Show.
Bro.
Bro, ain't nobody doing that to my son.
Bro, what?
I'd never. Yo, if someone told me, yo, we're going to put your son in peanut butter.
That's why.
Let dogs lick peanut butter off of him. I'll look at him and be like, yo, what's wrong?
That's why it's important to be financially secure, bro. Because that's the same thing with the R. Kelly shit, right? It was like these parents were so okay with their little daughters doing anything with R. Kelly because he had some money. And he would pay for them to go on trips and shit like that. Like, no trip is worth your child's, like, purity, bro. Like, that's sad. That's sad. That's why, as a man, you have to be stable. You must be a provider.
Bro,
you know what I mean? So you don't get put in situations where you're enamored by that shit, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where you're so in awe of celebrity that you'll let them take advantage.
And for Drake Bell, they had that situation, like, bro, there's so much shit with that.
No.
You know what I'm saying? So much shit with that I was like, damn.
That's
and yo, as a jit, you watch those shows and you're like, damn, I wish I could be a kid actor. These niggas are living
Let me tell you this, bro.
They're little kid actors. You think they got money and they're just...
I did commercials when I was younger, right? And, you know, I was always going up for roles against that nigga that went crazy that was on That's So Raven. That nigga was always very charismatic. You know what I mean? I got some commercials early on. My parents took me out of it early, right? And I'd gotten on a McDonald's commercial. I'd done General Electric. Like, I'd gotten some big commercials. My parents took me out of it early, right? Because the thing is, when you're a child actor, they have a weird way of making you feel like you're an adult, right? Because you go to school, but you're not, you're around other adults and you're working with adults. And you have to learn how to behave like an adult because you have to take direction like an adult. And you're getting real adult money. You know what I mean? So it's this weird balance of, like, learning to still be a kid, but, like, you have to. Like, they normally hire kids. Like, if they, let's say they wanted you to play a 10-year-old. They'll get a 13-year-old that looks like they're 10, right? Or a 14-year-old that looks like they're 10. Or a 21-year-old that looks like they're 16, right? So you're playing younger, but you behave older because you're around, like, grown-ups all the time. You know what I mean? And a lot of times, if you are the main one, you're getting paid more than all the other grown-ups on set.
Yeah, I think child actors should wait. To be a child actor, you got to be, like, 16. You know what I'm saying?
No, but 16. Then how do you have a 12-year-old kid in it? You have to have solid parenting.
Well, you got to have someone like me.
Look at
I'm 25, but I look like I'm
But look at Shia LaBeouf.
LaBeouf.
But I'm saying, like, nigga, if your family has never been there or never seen that type of money, don't nobody know how to act. Look at Bieber's dad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, they just as excited as the kid. And the kid is making the money, so the kid runs shit. You know what I mean? But, oh, no, man. I don't really know. The one thing Diddy shit really highlighted to me, bro, was that I think if his wife, there was rumors that he killed his wife. Right?
Damn.
The mother of his son and his daughters, right? So But this is the thing. This shows you the power of a stable woman, right? Because I think, like, Diddy, the difference between, like, a Jay-Z and a 50 Cent, right? And then a Diddy or a Kanye is the woman component, bro. Because for Kanye, it was, like, he really started going crazy when his mom died, right? Mom gone. And then he went on a whole another crazy thing when Kim left him, right? So it's just like when you're searching for that stability from a woman and don't have it inside you on your own, like 50 Cent, regardless, is solid. You know what I mean? He moves like a gangster. And no woman defines who he is as a character. Jay-Z has Beyonce, right? But like, it's his relationship. He doesn't look to her for power. They powered each other up, right? I think Diddy, like, he needed a woman that fulfilled the desires that he's searching for outside of his relationship, right?
But that nigga had a lot of weird desires, right? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, there's only so much a woman could do.
Really, like, though? Apparently, yeah, for him, know? Right? Yeah. Really, so only so much.
You know, like, that's wild to me.
You know, sexual deviance, like, there's nothing wrong with having a healthy sexual appetite, right?
Yeah, for sure,
but,
for sure.
But anything in excess is an issue. Like, one cigarette's not going to kill you, right? Yeah, one cigarette a week, it's not going to kill you. You smoke more than that by just being outside with the carbon monoxide from cars, right? But, like, if you're smoking every second of every day, it's a problem, right? So it's just like, he was trying, like, apparently he had a drug mule, right? Where this drug mule this person with drugs had that, in his house, had, like, a fanny pack. And they needed to have drugs on them all the time. They had Tootsie, they had Coke, they had Molly, they had all this shit. You know what I mean? And so, and they were just responsible for keeping them high. You can't live like that forever, man.
Yeah. You gotta have. I feel bad for Meek Mill, dude.
What? So what's the thing with Meek?
Bro,
like, what
saying,
are they saying? I don't
saying,
even really know.
They're saying that Diddy fucks Meek Mill, dude.
But how do they know?
Yo, dude, it's that other rappers. Other people that have been invited to these parties are coming out and saying, yeah, Diddy and Meek Mill fuck. You know what I'm saying? And dog, I don't, even if it's not true, it's just like, poor Meek. You know what I'm saying? There's so much shit talking about it.
It's like, I can't.
Yo, you know, I don't believe rumors, but if 40 different people, all right, if one person tells me, bruh, you know Sean killed somebody? I'll be like, nigga, shut up. Sometimes. If someone else tells me, yo, you know Sean killed someone last week? I'll be like, yo, why are people saying Sean kills people, dude? And then if, like, another day, days go by, 10 people had told me you killed somebody, I'm gonna be like this. Yo, this nigga, it's possible this nigga killed somebody.
The issue with being a celebrity, though, bro,
is that a lot of rumors spread around.
That's what I was gonna say. And like, people gain something by being associated with you. So everybody wants to act like they have an inside scoop, right? So in my small experience with being around people that have some clout per se, right? I've seen people just lie on other people, right? Like they will tell stories like it's their own because they heard it from somebody that they think is close to that artist, right? And then they'll tell it like it's their own story. And
bro,
then
the, so it becomes and, like a game of telephone.
And then the next person, but the thing is, you think it's credible because the person's acting like it was them. But really, there were three people down the line. But just because that person's a celebrity, they want to act like, oh, I was in the room with blah, blah, blah. And they said to me, whoop-de-whoop-de-whoop. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, and it's not even, it's a game of like bragging telephone, right? Like, nigga, I got the inside scoop, you know? And
yeah.
And then it just becomes not. It's like so far from the truth, right? So, I mean, at the end of the day, bro, is Diddy the Black Epstein? Who knows? You know what I mean? Only time will tell, but like, you
is
know.
Diddy the Black Epstein.
That's
I like
the
that.
Episode.
That's the name of the episode. That is hard. All right. We out.
All right. All right, gang.
Plop, 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 plop.